I'd be able to remember things.
It's possible. Or whoever's controlling your sim just needs to get their life together.
That's true. But at least my kitchen's not on fire.
That's true.
So,
Gaba.
I like The Sims. I haven't played, like, I've only played The Sims hardcore maybe two or three times in my life where, like, I dedicated, like, maybe days or weeks to it, and then that's it, and I, like, cherish that time that I spent with it, and I haven't gone back often. I think about going back often sometimes, but...
Honestly, same, and what I end up doing is just going back to the game that I preferred to play at that time, which was Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Oh, I used to have Roller Coaster Tycoon.
In my opinion... much more fun.
I used to have the physical copy for that for PC, like the big box and everything.
Wow.
I love those big box PC games. Like they look good on
bookshelves. Fight them away with a stick. I don't want to brag or anything, but I do have a hard copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon.
For anyone listening out there, I have a hard copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon. This is the Nerdy Hour, if you guys didn't know. Anyone else out there play Roller Coaster Tycoon? I sure hope so. I started out playing SimCity. Do you remember SimCity?
Of course I remember SimCity.
I got to that before I got to Roller Coaster Tycoon. I used to play a lot of SimCity 2000, and I would always just build cities and then destroy them with alien invasions.
Of course, you have to.
Yeah, because...
I think most people who play games like that
really end up
just destroying it.
I just remember, like, little me being, like, in awe when the flying saucer would, you know, fly over my city and then just starts destroying it. I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then from there, probably went to Roller Coaster Tycoon and then found my way to The Sims. I've played 2 and 3, and I have not played 4.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of regret not having as much Sim exposure as other people, really.
Yeah.
I probably should go back and play more.
But you know what, like, kind of filled that void for me was Animal Crossing?
You know, I've never played Animal Crossing.
Oh, Animal Crossing's so much fun.
I see it all the time. My girlfriend Emily is obsessed with it.
Oh, is she really?
Oh, yeah.
Kayla loves it too. She's not even a huge gamer, but she loves Animal Crossing.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those games that just never really
came
across any of my screens.
It's,
you know?
Super chill. It's got a lot of personality. It's very quirky, and you're just a character in this village, and you build your home, and you got to make money because you got to pay off Tom Nook, who's like basically like the realtor, whoever, and I don't know, you do fishing contests and bug catching contests, and you make friends with all the people in the village, and like it's really interesting because they really kind of respond to how you treat them. If you go up and talk to them often, they'll be a great friend of yours, but if you don't talk to them for a while, they'll mention it. And then eventually, if you ignore them, they'll just move out of town, and someone will be like, oh, Bessie moved, said she didn't have enough friends or something, and you're just like, whoa. If I didn't, I don't know.
Actually, the more people didn't talk about me, I think I would actually prefer that, realistically.
Especially the older I get, the more I'm just okay with sitting inside.
Yeah, you know, something,
you know what I mean?
Isn't all that bad.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but Animal Crossing, definitely something I think I am going to
check
out soon.
There's
a
new
nice
one.
Change of pace, really, for competitive.
It's
game,
really chill.
You know?
The new one comes out for Switch in March. It looks awesome. It looks great.
Yeah, so far my only Animal Crossing exposure really is playing either Isabelle or Villager in Super Smash Brothers.
There you go.
That's about it.
Yeah. I have a couple of the Animal Crossing amiibos on my bookshelf at home. Since we're talking about all the nerdy things on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
but no, it's a lot of fun. Man, I enjoy video games. I enjoy movies. I enjoy being here, listening to music, hanging out with friends. These are the things in life that I like.
Really enjoying media while getting to sit and do nothing.
Pretty much.
That's a key part of it.
Because, pretty much.
You know, physical exertion in and of itself is
It's like,
never really enjoyable. Like, I'd say 90% of the time not enjoyable. There's a select 10%.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I prefer a sedentary lifestyle. Which
I feel you. It's just like, you know,
why I'm
like
so horribly unhealthy.
You know, a lot of us work 40 plus hours a week. Sometimes, you know, it's just exhausting.
It's,
you know,
too much. I'm telling you, when you work a 4-day work week as opposed to a 5-day work week, it changes your whole mood.
Is that what you do?
No, not at all. I work a 5-day work week, and I am absolutely miserable all the time. But if I call out on a Monday. 4 days is a good amount of time, so it doesn't feel like your entire life is work.
Agreed.
Which is what I think a 9-to-5 or standard Monday through Friday.
Because when it comes to work, it's like every single minute matters. I find that if I go into work half an hour later than normal, that half an hour is like huge.
Right.
Huge. even though it's really not. But when it comes to work, so like I can only imagine having that extra day off. I've been working 5 days a week for I don't even know how long now.
I remember reading an article on Reddit where, I forget, it was some company either here or in Sweden. I forget the exact specifics, but they ultimately switched to a 4-day work week as opposed to a 5-day work week. And they noticed like employee retention went up and all this other stuff. And
I'm sure. Like,
really, if you think about it, I mean, working 4 days does so much more for your life. Like, sure, you're not going to be making as much money, obviously, but money's not the most important thing.
Yeah, money does not always equal happiness.
No.
Fact.
But, I mean, you know, admittedly,
but, you know,
a lot of my problems right now could be solved by money.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills, you know? We're 20-somethings trying to make it in a world where everything is just getting increasingly more expensive. This area is getting harder and harder to live in. It's getting more congested. Prices on everything are going up. So,
honestly,
yeah, I could use some more money. I could use some more money.
Yeah.
Just if you're listening, just send me some money.
Yeah, you know.
You know, if you got a buck, I'll take it.
Any bit helps.
I'll pay some bill. I'm sure I have some outstanding bill that I need to pay.
We're probably about to get kicked off for just blatantly soliciting money.
You can't ask the listeners for money.
You can't do that.
You're supposed to entertain, not beg for money.
It is entertainment, but like, you know, haha jokes, but really.
Yeah.
But really.
Yeah, I'm sure some of us, some of you guys out there can relate to wanting more money. It would be nice, but not the most important thing, like we've established.
And if you can't get more money, you know, maybe don't buy 2 $6 lattes every day.
Hey, you are preaching to the choir right here, considering that's what I do for work. But, I mean, if you want more money, don't buy Roller Coaster Tycoon and display the big box proudly on your bookshelf. You know, so I just can't help myself sometimes.
But, you know, you could for investment purposes.
True.
If you do buy and own a hard copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon, it's a proven fact that your credit score goes up at least 20 points. I don't know why. It just happens.
Yeah, maybe it'll be worth something someday. That's kind of what I try to tell myself, is that the value on those things do go up. It's an interesting market to get into.
I just picture like old you on a future episode of Antiques Roadshow. It's like, yeah, I had this.
That would be fantastic. I would love to be on the Antiques Roadshow. That'd be great.
Come to find out it's worth 15 Bitcoin. Wow.
That's on my bucket list right up there with trying out for Jeopardy, but failing for sure because I'm not smart enough to be on the show, and getting picked to do... I just burped. I just burped mid-sentence. I didn't even feel that coming.
They let you in here on your own.
They
just let you in
here. They gave me a show, so I can burp on air if I want to. I also want to be selected for The Price is Right.
Yes.
That'd be great.
See, I always had a thought of going on Jeopardy, but dressed and looking exactly and just mocking Alex Trebek. Like, see, down to a T, all of his mannerisms, because I want to hear him frustrated.
I love Trebek. No, I love Trebek too much. I couldn't do that to him, especially with his poor health right now. I
didn't know he was in poor health.
You didn't know that?
No.
The story broke like half a year ago, I think, that he has stage 4 prostate cancer. But
it's terrible.
I know. Well, but so everyone was like, oh, my God, this is it. You know, Alex Trebek, we're going to miss you. But then he was like, oh, I'm in good spirits. And apparently he's saying his tumors have shrunk by 50%. And people were like, whoa, like prostate cancer is one of the most serious ones. You were in stage 4. But apparently he's doing pretty well.
That's crazy.
And he's still hosting. You know, obviously they tape Jeopardy in advance, so it's not like he's doing it year round. But he's still kicking it, so hopefully we got Trebek for a little while longer.
I hope so as well.
Yeah, I love Jeopardy. I watch it. They have it on Netflix, and I think they have it on Hulu. They might have taken it off, but Kayla and I watch Jeopardy pretty often, and we just watch like old episodes.
I honestly did not know that it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I know what I'm going to be doing tonight.
Yeah, and they switch out the episodes probably once every couple months or something. They normally just upload straight up like tournaments. And you just get to watch them. I would have preferred... I just want an extensive catalog of, like, every Jeopardy episode ever. I want to pick, like, a random date on a calendar. Be, like, May 7th, 1998. And just watch that episode, you know?
This sounds like? This sounds like an investment. You have to purchase this domain name and set this up. Because I know you're not the only one who actually wants this.
I can't be the only one.
You could set up an entire website that's completely calendar-based selection where you could just pick a date and it shows you what episode of Jeopardy aired on that date.
That would be fantastic. But to go even further, imagine being able to do that and just finding out what was on television at that moment and just being able to go back and watch it. Now, clearly,
I bet it already exists.
Well, honestly, that I feel like that would be impossible, at least legally, with like license fees and an astronomical amount of other legalities surrounding that. But like, I think that'd be pretty cool.
But you know, lifelong expression of do it until somebody tells you not to.
Sure, why not? Do it until you get a copyright.
All right, so we're just going to continue to burp and solicit money on radio until they say otherwise.
You know, I've always kind of wanted to. You ever go on YouTube and watch like old commercials?
What's YouTube?
I don't know.
Never once.
A lot of young kids talk about it these days. I think it's something on the internet.
Yeah, it's one of them YouTubes there.
On the YouTubes. But I think the YouTube channel was 80s Commercial Vault, and they just upload a bunch of commercials from the 80s and 90s. There's like literally thousands of them on there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. I watch them sometimes.
Really, and I just want to listen to the Reese's Puff rap on repeat.
Reese's Puffs.
The exact
peanut butter chocolate flavor. I'm not going to lie. I kind of hated it when it was out, but like, I remember it, so...
Another one I think of randomly is the old 90s Sears commercial. It's like, it's hot out. You'll call now. I'll call now.
I remember that, yeah.
That pops in my head now, so often, like an embarrassing amount. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Commercials are, like, obnoxious, but at the same time, weirdly nostalgic, you know?
Oh, yeah. Except for, I don't know. Modern commercials just don't hit the same.
They don't.
As old ones do.
No, they definitely don't. And that could just be our nostalgia goggles. But I've surmised, I've talked with Kayla about this before, that once the world switched to high definition cameras, everything just kind of lost a bit of a luster to it. Whereas, like, a lot of old shows and a lot of old commercials and stuff had that kind of filmy graininess to it, that kind of inherently, I think we see that kind of video quality and we get a little nostalgic, even if we have seen it or not, you know? Whereas, ever since we've had, like, high-def cameras, it's just been a little different. It's looked a little different. And as time goes on, you're right, it feels a little different. Like, commercials used to try to be, like, funny, but actually succeed at it. They used to be, like, a little... They used to have, like, kind of personality, and they used to be, like, sometimes maybe, like, a little edgy or, like, a little whatever. But nowadays, they're just, like, advertisements.
And the high-definition aspect of it could have a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
And you heard it from Danny's mouth. If you want your life to be more exciting, all you have to do is take off your glasses and don't care about your eyes. If you can't see that well and it's not in high definition, you're going to enjoy it more.
It's true.
Keep it exciting.
But, yeah, anyway, so the time is 11:12. I'm going to assume that the 11 p.m. DJs, whomever that may be, are not going to come in. That's okay. I don't mind hanging out with you guys for a little longer. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Awesome.
And I better not mind because I am his ride.
That's true. You are my ride. All right. So with that being said, we're not going to be here all night, unfortunately, but we'll be here for a little while longer. We should probably... You ever just start to stutter and you just whatever you're saying just goes right off a cliff and I'm all the time.
It's
I'm just
going to
make some noises now because I've ruined this sentence.
Most of what comes out of my mouth are unintelligible, just noises. So
I'm just a pretty unintelligible person. It's okay.
Yeah, me too.
I say dumb things sometimes.
Yo.
All right. Well, we're going to play a few more songs for you guys.
I think that's a good idea.
Before we sign off for the evening. Now, maybe if I talk slower, I won't stumble on my words.
No guarantees.
And then maybe, just maybe, I'll start to sound like Casey Kasem. I don't know if that's a good impression or not, but I like talking like that voice. So, what are we in the mood for here? What do we feel like listening to? You know, sometimes, like, I play a lot of bands that I like. Sometimes bands that aren't really well known, but sometimes I like to just play hits and not necessarily modern pop hits or anything like that, though. That's okay if that's what you like, but sometimes I'll just play something that you're like, oh yeah, I've definitely heard this on the radio before, you know, because sometimes we just got to enjoy those simple kind of hits, I think.
Well, I stick by my previous suggestion before we actually went live and just, I don't know when the last time you listened to the Lion, not the Lion King, the Tarzan soundtrack, but Phil Collins' Strangers Like Me absolutely slaps. I don't care what anybody says, that it's a hit. It
hey,
will
man,
always be a hit.
I like Phil Collins. Like, I love In the Air Tonight. I think it's a wonderful song. And I'm not even saying that ironically. I'm saying that I love this song before it was kind of brought back in any sort of like, meme fashion. You know what I mean? I think it's a, I think it is a fudging awesome song. I really do.
It is. It is.
All right. I promise we're going to stop yapping now. Back to the music.
Don't get it, you keep it, go for sale.
Hello, everybody. We are back once more. Time is 11:28, so I think we are going to say goodbye in a minute, because I'm starting to get a little tired. My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight, and I don't care, because all I want to do is drive my something.
Tequila. Oh, no, not that song.
No. Because all I want to do is catch the train and drive right home to you. It's the theme song for The King of Queens. I was wondering if you were going to pick up on it at all, or if anyone...
Until you said King of Queens.
That's why I was like, my eyes are getting weary, my back is getting tight. That's like how the song starts out.
Oh, yes.
I don't know, because I was just thinking, I'm like, I'm tired. I was like, my eyes are a little heavy, and then that song just popped in my head and just started saying it.
You know what? I'm pretty tired too, but I think I'm really just tired of like wearing pants and being out in public. I need to be at home with my cat.
I understand that.
Playing video games.
I wish I had a pet. I miss having a pet.
Do what cat I do or and just dog. Get one anyway and tell your landlord after the fact.
Yeah, true. But I will own a pet soon. Maybe next year. Maybe this time next year I'll be a pet owner, because I imagine I'll hopefully have some more money and be able to live in a different apartment.
Speaking
nice.
Of random pets, I held for a first time a chameleon the other day.
A chameleon?
I had never held one before. We were just in a random pet cove. They had chameleons.
That's cool.
I don't think I've ever seen one in person, really.
Okay.
The guy was like, yeah, you want to hold them?
Sure. Why, like, all right. Why turn that down? Yeah.
So strange. Uh-huh. They're very light, very delicate. They have insect energy, even though they're not like considered an insect. Very, very strange, but
okay,
totally turned me. I think I want to get a chameleon. Apparently they're very expensive to care for, because they have to have very ideal conditions. Not even similar to like a snake. You need like humidifiers and all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
So interesting.
I didn't know that. That's really interesting. Yeah, I'll have to look
into
this.
Buy one for like $60.
That's really cool. I would like to own some sort of reptile at some point in my life, maybe. Yeah. Like a,
although one could argue they probably don't have souls comparatively. I feel like you have to be a mammal to have a soul. Like fish, I don't think really do.
You know something? Do you enjoy going fishing?
I actually do.
Okay. Well, I think it's fine, right? But I had this moment when I was a kid. It was just one of these moments that has stuck with me all these years. You ever go fishing? You ever use like live bait, like shiners, like little fish to catch bigger fish?
Yes, and like thinking back now, it's kind of horrifying.
It kind of is.
What you do.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to give you a mental image right here. It's ingrained in my brain. I learned something this day. Went fishing with my father, and he got a bucket of shiners, these tiny little fish. You know, put them on the hook, and you try to catch bigger fish with them. I held this little shiner in my hand, and, you know, doesn't take up the palm of my hand because it's tiny, and I stabbed it with the hook.
Stabbed it in the face.
Not in the face. It was in, like, the middle of the body, and the fish, like, his eyes went open wide and his mouth opened, and if he had a voice, he would have screamed.
Oh, yeah.
And in that moment, I, like, felt so bad, and I just, I don't know, maybe I'm just a big softy, but, like, I think of that fish and the look on his face when I pierced it with the hook, and I just haven't viewed fishing the same. You know,
I can't tell if I like the act of fishing more or just partaking in several illicit substances with my friends.
I think that's most of the
just
appeal
out,
with fishing.
You know?
You're sitting on a boat or on some grass, whatever, by some water. You're with some good company. You have whatever you got, something to drink, something to eat, and you're just having a good time. I think that's more the appeal than the actual sport of fishing. If you happen to catch a big fish, I'm sure that's a cool feeling, but like, I don't know, at least that's any appeal, anything about fishing that would appeal to me is kind of that.
Yeah, plus any sort of activities that you do really that involves harming another living thing, probably not 100% necessary.
Yeah, I'm not a hunter.
Not either, really, although I have shot guns for like the first time fairly recently, and it was so much fun.
I've heard people say it's satisfying, but I really want nothing to do with those things.
It's terrifying, but satisfying.
Guns just aren't my thing. I have like, I went to a family barbecue like a month ago and I saw like some cousins I haven't seen in like years. And one of my cousins was like, yeah, you know, I got a gun collection. I just got a this. I just got a that. And
ooh,
I like
gun culture started, is terrible.
I started to like feel a little uncomfortable. I'm like not my thing. Like good for you. Not my thing. Never going to be my thing. But, you know, that's a topic for another time, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do for the rest of my night. I am going to, after you drop me off, I'm going to get ready for bed. I'm going to crawl into bed, turn the light off. As I told you, I'm going to turn my PlayStation on because that's what I do every night. And I'm probably going to turn a game on and then realize 5 or 10 minutes and then I'm too tired to play it. And then I'm probably going to switch over to Hulu and put some Seinfeld on and then fall asleep 20 minutes into the first episode I watch. And
oddly
that's going
to
be my night.
To my nightly routine.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I usually alternate between Seinfeld and SpongeBob when I fall asleep, too.
Nice.
Sometimes I'll throw some random, like, whatevers in there. Like,
I've been in the habit of throwing on Bob Ross Twitch streams to fall asleep, too.
No, I love
so just
Bob
random
Ross.
Random episodes of Bob Ross.
You want to know something? Is that, like, I'm pretty sure I'm responsible for the first time my girlfriend Kayla has sat through an entire Bob Ross episode because one
that
time we were hanging out
me in any way.
And she was like, what do you want to watch? And I was like, oh, I'll throw on some Bob Ross. And she just kind of looked at me. She was like, you're going to put on Bob Ross. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, why are you going to put on Bob Ross? I'm like, why wouldn't I put on Bob Ross? And she was against it, but she was like, okay, fine, let's watch it. And then we ended up watching the full thing, and I think she does like it, but like sometimes, like, I think she was like falling asleep, and not because she was so bored, but because like the whole, you know, he softly speaks while he paints and
happy little tree.
He's got his titanium white.
His titanium white.
His cadmium yellow and his thalo blue. You know, so like, I see why you fall asleep to it, but I couldn't fall asleep to it on the contrary because I'm just so fascinated by what he paints. I have to see what's finished.
Right.
You know? So I couldn't fall asleep. I'd be like, I need to stay up and see the rest of this painting before I go to sleep.
And even if you did fall asleep, it wouldn't necessarily be a mistake because there are no mistakes, only
happy little accents. That's right. but yeah, I imagine that's a good thing to fall asleep to. But yeah, I've been in on a Seinfeld kick lately. I still maintain that's the greatest show of all time.
It's the only show I have the entire 9-season box set collection of.
I know, that's beautiful. I'm so glad that they put it on Hulu, because that show is something special. But yeah, so what are you gonna do when you go home?
So I think to start, I'm going to cover myself in Saran wrap, throw Vaseline all over the kitchen floor, and pretend to be a slug.
There you go.
It's, you know,
live as the slugs do.
As the slugs do.
realistically,
I'm going to do my normal nightly routine of I walk in the door, I'm greeted by my cat, I make some food, throw on some Overwatch, and game until about 4 or 5 in the morning, get 3 hours of sleep, and then go to work.
Eve, so tell me about this food you're going to make. What are you thinking tonight?
So me and my roommates went to the Border Cafe, which is a nice little Mexican place on Route 1.
Love it.
And nobody eats leftovers in my house except for me, so I just get to communally eat.
Everyone's leftovers?
All the time.
Sweet deal.
I come home from work, and my roommate Nicole, most of the day, like I'd say 4 out of 7 days a week, just has half of whatever she ate on the table, just saying I could have it. So I like rarely
That's
pay
fantastic.
For food. It's a sweet little setup. I don't know how I ended up living with two people below 5'5" who don't eat leftovers. They all random, but they also, both of them don't have a computer.
Really?
I don't know how they live.
Well, they got computers in their pockets, I'm sure. Their cell phone.
Oh, true. They use phones, but like, I can't survive without like an actual, some form of actual PC. Like, you can't watch a movie on your phone. You can, but it's not satisfying.
No, it's not ideal. Don't watch movies on your phone. David Lynch doesn't like it when you do that. That's funny. The under 5'5 comment was funny because I know both your roommates. They are pretty short, but that's like cool. It's like, perks of living with me. I'm quiet. I don't have company over very often, and I don't eat my leftovers. So anytime I go out, it's all yours.
Right.
You know. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, and anything I want to hide from them, I just put on the top shelves, and nobody can reach.
That's nice. Good. Yeah. That sounds like a good time. I cooked dinner for myself tonight. It was nice. I made chicken cutlets.
I need to get in the habit of doing that.
Oh, well, I can thank Kayla for that. She got me into it. But I cooked, I made chicken cutlets, and I just whipped up some onion, tomato, and spinach I had left over in my fridge and just kind of whipped those together, and I had those on the side.
Nice. Now, the key, really, to cooking successfully is how good your impression of Gordon Ramsay is as you are cooking. Well, whatever you're doing.
It comes out maybe if I like drop something on the floor, then it comes out and I yell, you know what I mean?
Look at those eggs fucking roll.
Oh,
are we not supposed to swear?
It's okay, it happens from time to time. That wasn't you, that was Gordon Ramsay you swore.
Right, that, I mean, that
wasn't you.
No, Gordon was here.
He was.
What was that? Alright, yeah, bye Gordon.
See you Gordon, thanks for coming on the show. Man, we got Gordon Ramsay and Casey Kasem on the show.
I also realize you can't really quote Gordon Ramsay without swearing. So
you
I'm just going to wipe that from my head.
Can't do it. Like, I thought about doing an impression. I'm like, I can't. What am I going to say?
Sorry, Tess.
Oh, I just want to give a quick shout out while we're on the topic of food. I know my friend Katie is listening to this right now, and I saw that there is a new... Good Eats The Return, I think it's called, that's coming out. I know the guy behind it did an AMA on it. I've never watched Good Eats, but I've heard it's
AMA
awesome.
Today. I love
I scrolled through it. You know, seemed pretty cool.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Very informative. I don't know how he is as a person. I feel like I would not like him socially, but I like his media that he makes.
Sure, yeah, like I like what he's doing.
Right.
I feel that. So just wanted to give a quick shout out to that. I don't know. I said I was going to leave like 10 minutes ago, but here we are still talking. Because you mentioned food. I'm like, tell me what you're going to eat. I need to know. But
you know, I can see how you can get carried away here.
Right. And time goes by quickly.
It really does.
Yeah. Like, we've already been here for almost 2 hours.
Crazy.
Doesn't feel like it. Oh, man. But, yeah. You know, SpongeBob memes are some of my favorite memes on the internet.
SpongeBob memes are some of the best memes.
Oh, they're incredible. Do you follow Bikini Bottom Twitter on Reddit?
I don't.
It's an excellent subreddit. Some of my that's where I get like most of my memes that I save to my phone and then show to like people I know. They're mostly SpongeBob memes. Like, check this out. This is a drawing of Mr. Krabs if he had Terry Crews's head.
Why isn't that?
This is a work
everywhere.
Of art. This is like better than Bold and Brash. You remember Bold and Brash?
Belongs in the trash.
I think it's better than that. But yeah, I like me some SpongeBob memes.
That's like one of those pictures that you have to like really show everybody.
Everybody,
like, if possible, like change all of your friends' wallpapers to that without them knowing, so that when they log into their computers, that's the image they see.
I show people memes like other people show like pictures of their kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, look at my kid. Isn't he so cute? I'm like, look at this meme. Isn't it so funny? And I'm like shoving my phone in everyone's face.
And even like when I'm scrolling through really any social media platform or even just the photos on my phone, it's all just memes. It's like meme, 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 some bit of important world news, meme, meme, meme.
Pretty much, yeah. That sums up the current state of the internet. Here's a meme I saw. So it's Dave Grohl photoshopped onto some guy who's like baking something with like a little girl. And he says in the little text bubble, I've got another confection to bake.
You know, if there's one thing I love more than Dave Grohl, it's puns.
Yeah, I like good puns every now and then. Although some puns are just like, get out.
It's all right.
It's like, leave the room. Why did you say that? Just leave.
That feeling of like, ugh, when you hear a horrible dad joke.
Yeah.
It fuels my will to live. Because even since I was like a 12-year-old, I've just been an old dad.
Yeah.
Always, no matter what.
Yeah.
The more people I can make roll their eyes, like, the better. That's my lifeblood, really.
That's the reaction I seek to elicit, is the eye roll.
Exactly.
I respect that. All right, for real, we should probably say goodbye now.
I think it's good.
It's been a fun show. This has been Black Stripes or White Keys Tuesdays at 10 p.m. I will be back for Outer Heaven Friday at noon, every Friday at noon. That is my show. I don't know who I will be with yet, but we'll find out. So you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I'll be back on Friday. Hope everyone out there has a great night, a great rest of your week. and eat some good food and stuff, and try to get some sleep and make money and spend time with friends and family and loved ones, and pet some animals, and say something nice to somebody you think is cool, and don't be mean.
Solicit money from strangers when possible.
Don't beg radio listeners for money because you don't have any.
Usually we write that down, but I guess we just didn't check the planner for today.
I guess not. No, my daily reminder, don't ask anyone for money today.
And don't burp on
radio. And don't burp on the air. You know, that was actually my first time burping on the air, and I burp all the time. First time on the air.
That's surprising.
I know, isn't it? Because it just snuck up on me. Mid-sentence. No buildup. Just, I was in the middle of a word, and it just came out during one of the vowels.
You know what you should do is really write your stomach a strongly worded email.
I think I'll do that. To my stomach at... Well, I don't know what email would my stomach use. Fuck. I almost just swore again.
Yours particularly would have to be some sort of like meme version, like tumtum69@AOL.com.
Pepto-Bismol. I don't know. Okay. We're going to say goodbye now. I really, really mean it this time. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I am going to put on automation. Don't know what song's going to come on next. Hopefully it's good. Goodbye.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford! We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 90.
Another rainy day without you lying next to me, oh.